In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome friends. It's Thursday and it's Kathy B. here with you today. And I want to start off a little bit differently today and read you a poem by one of my favorite poets, Mary Oliver. It's called Praying, and it says this: "It doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot, or a few small stones. Just pay attention. Then patch a few words together, and don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, but the doorway into thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak." And I love this because it speaks of paying attention and of a doorway of thanks and a silence in which another voice may speak. And that's why we're here together, friends, because it takes intention and space to get our attention away from a chaotic world and to pay attention to and to be able to hear the still small voice of our Heavenly Father speaking to us today into our unique set of circumstances and concerns. So as we begin today, I want to invite you to find a comfortable spot, or if you're walking, to just tune into your cadence and to breathe in and breathe out, to relax your body and to invite the Holy Spirit to help you pay attention to Him and to hear His voice speak to you. Let's take a minute to do that right now. Our scripture reading today from our lectionary is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. It says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer, and everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." And I love these verses because we read about a bunch of very imperfect people, probably about 120 of them, who began to change the world. They had witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus, and He had told them to wait for someone. So they did that. And then the Holy Spirit came upon them and filled them with power like they'd never experienced before. And Peter, one of Jesus's apostles, started preaching in the streets of Jerusalem that were filled with people that were gathered from all around the world for this celebration at Solomon's temple. And what did he do? He preached all that he had learned about Jesus and how he was the hope of the world. And this was so new. And this was the birth of the church, you guys. And our verses today are just a very small part of Peter's first ever sermon. And it started this movement in Jerusalem that spread way beyond their wildest dreams. And these regular old people actually saw the resurrected Jesus, and it infused hope into them and everyone else that was around them like they had never known ever before. And these imperfect people were compelled by Jesus to actually be the hope of the world. And I want us to notice today how their lives were affected. And I hope that we'll be able to see and learn from them in our very unique circumstances right now as the church. And it strikes me that the early church was all about relationships. And at its best, it still is now. And Acts 2 reminds us of what we're supposed to be like too. So let's get into that now, and I'll ask you some questions as I tell you what I saw, at least. The first is that they were, and we're called to be, a brand new, different kind of community, related to each other, as a community, related to each other. And I just wonder, is that how you see the purpose of the church? To be a new and different kind of community? They became a real learning community too, and we're called to that. They were related to the apostles, and they were so just eager to receive instruction and teaching. They were ready and willing to obey what Jesus and his apostles were teaching them. And I wonder, how can I be growing as a learner? How can you be growing as a learner in your relationship with God and with his word? How can you be a learner as you relate to other people? They were a loving community too, and we're called to that. They persevered in true fellowship. They supported each other. And they were always in the process of meeting needs of those that were less fortunate than they were. And allow me to ask you, as I ask myself, where are you falling short in loving within the body of Christ? Where are you falling short with your neighbors in terms of loving them? Even in COVID, God wants us to be a loving community. And they were, and we're called to be, a worshiping community too. The early church worshiped him in the temple and in their homes, maybe in their backyards, in their tents. They participated in communion together, prayed for one another with joy and reverence. And I simply want to ask you, are you taking the time to worship your Heavenly Father? Yes, on Sundays, but every day, are you taking time to worship him? Are you taking time to worship him with others, even if it's from a distance? And lastly, they were and were called to be a growing community that reaches out to others. This community was far from being self-centered. They weren't this self-contained church that was absorbed in their own affairs. They were focused on others. And I want to ask you, how might God be calling you to get out of yourself and to bless a neighbor or a friend who doesn't know Jesus? Could it be through a phone call? Through a socially distant walk? Through praying for your neighbor? Trying to discern what kind of needs that they have? You see, when God put His mission into the church's hands, into our hands, I just wonder, has it ever made you think about why He would do such a risky thing? It sure has me. But that was His plan all along. It was His plan A, and there's no plan B. And He still chooses messy, imperfect people just like you and me. And if you are wondering if we can still be the hope of the world today, even in this crazy, upside-down, discombobulated season we're in, I want to just leave you with this story. Earl Palmer was one of my favorite Bay Area pastors years ago, and he was once defending the church against critics who were kind of dismissing it for its hypocrisy and its failures and its inability to measure up to the New Testament standards that were there for the church. And Palmer deliberately chose a community that was known for its cultural unsophistication, if you will. And he said this. He said, when Milpitas High School, when their orchestra attempts Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the result is appalling, said Palmer. I wouldn't be surprised if the performance made old Ludwig roll over in his grave, despite his deafness. And you might ask, why even bother? Why inflict on those poor kids the terrible burden of trying to render what the immortal Beethoven had in mind? Not even the great Chicago Symphony Orchestra can attain that perfection. He said, my answer is this. The Milpitas High School Orchestra will give some people in that audience their only encounter with Beethoven's great Ninth Symphony. Far from perfection, it is nevertheless the only way they will hear Beethoven's message. And you know, I'm going to try to remind myself, and my prayer will be that for you too. We would remind ourselves of this story the next time I start feeling uncomfortable during a church service, or I wonder about the church, or if I see somebody, even myself, act in a way that doesn't reflect Christ. Because even though we might never achieve what the composer had in mind, there really is no other way for those sounds to be heard on earth. Heavenly Father, with all of our perfections, we are still your church. Even in this unpredictable, upside-down time, will you remind us and empower us to be the hope of the world, to be refreshingly different in our relationships, to be learners, to genuinely love one another and our neighbors, to worship you with our whole hearts, and to be a community that loves and that reaches out to our neighbors. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.